Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, taking a look at Mishnah Zayin of the first para, continuing with issues of commerce with pagans and with non-Jews in general. And now we're going to continue on the topic of things that we may not sell them, but this is now for a different consideration than when the one we had in the previous Mishnah, which was of Malach on Shabbat or Reviyah. Ein mochrin lahem dubin va'arayot b'chol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim. You may not sell them lions or bears or anything else that is a public danger. And the concern is either that they will use it for danger, or they're just negligent, and these go out and maul people, etc. Ein bonin imahem basiliki gardom itstadya ubima. You may not cooperate in building a basilica. We'll see what the word basilicum means in this context. A gallows, a stadium, or a platform. These are all used for the gladiator matches, etc. Abonim imahem, and here there's a girsa, either bimusiaot or dimusiaot. I'm going to take the girsa of dimusiaot, which means a public area for the demos, uveit merchetzaot, or bathhouses. Higia l'kipashim admitin ba'avodah kochavim, but when you would build up in the bathhouse to the little apps where they would put the idol, then asurli v'not, you can't cooperate in that building. So there are several considerations. The first part of the Mishnah seems to be focused purely on danger and on violence, etc., and at the very end, there's a concern about cooperating and helping to build a place that's used for worship or where there's an idol there, and you could build up until that point. So we have the following statement. A chaya gasa, which means like an elephant, or some sort of a chaya, which is considered to be a daka, a gasa, has the same din as a behemad daka lefirchus, which is that if you shecht a behemad daka and it sticks out his hand and it does not spaz back and forth, then it's asur because we assume that it was already in death's throes before you killed it. So chaya gasa is the same din. Avalolim chira. So this Rav Chanan Barava, quoting Rav, as the second version here, said that Rav said that for mechira it has a din of behemah gasa and you're not allowed to sell it in any case. V'ani omer af l'mechira, but I, the tradin, said that even for mechira it's the same, meaning makom shnagul imkor mochrin shalom kor ein mochrin, and there is not a blanket iser. All right, let's see. Tanan ein mochrin len dubin v'ayrod v'lo kol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim. Our Mishnah said you can't sell lions or pears or anything else that's dangerous. Why add that last line? Tamadit benezek l'rabim. It's only because it's dangerous. Halet benezek l'rabim shari. So if it wasn't dangerous, it's mutter, even though it's a chaya gasa. So amar Rabba bar Ula ba'ari shavur. We're talking about a lion that is wounded. And a lion that's wounded, since it doesn't cause damage, it's also not going to do malacha. Ve'alibet Rabbi Yehuda. In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that a behemah gasa that's wounded or that's broken, you could sell because he can't do malacha. Rav Ashi amar stam ari shavur hu eitzel malacha. He has a better explanation. He says, an ari is not used for malacha. We don't use a lion. So we regard a lion like a broken animal for malacha because you're not going to use it for plowing or something. Meitive, watch this. Kishem she'en mochrin lahen behema gasa, kach en mochrin lahen chaya gasa. There's a straight slam that says that you may not sell a chaya gasa just like a behema gasa. And even in those places where we sell behema daka, chaya gasa in mochrin lahen, which means to yuftar Rav Chanan Barava. Rav Chanan Barava, who disagreed with Rav and said that chaya gasa is like behema daka, it depends on minig. It's not true. To yuftar. Okay, Ravina, Rami matnitina Braita Mashani. So Ravina came to the same conclusion by running our Mishnah against the Braita. Tnan in mochin la lo dumbi in vali rod vulkan vashish po nezek la rabim our Mishnah tama dit pe nezek. The reason you can't sell it is because it's dangerous. Halet pe nezek mochrin. So if you have a chayagasa that's not dangerous, let's say an elephant, then you could sell it. Or meaning, kashem mishnah mochrin mehma gasa kachin mochrin chayagasa. And then the brayta that said that we used to disprove of chanin barava, fil makom mishnah mochrin mehma da kai chayagasa in mochrin. And he answered, Ba'ari Shavur, Valibra Yehuda. the lion, that it only is a problem if he is dangerous, is talking about a lion that's otherwise not able to do malacha because it's hurt. And that follows Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Ashi Amar, Stam Arish, Shavu Reitz HaMalacha, the same answer we gave before. Okay, Matka of Nachman. Rabbi Nachman challenges the entire line of thinking. Man Lemelan Dari Chayagasahi. How can you prove anything about a Chayagasah from our Mishnah? Who says that an Ari, a lion, is a Chayagasah? Maybe it's a Chayadaka. It's a cat. Now, it would be harder to say this with a bear, but certainly with a lion. Duma Chayadakahi. So now, Rav Ashi Dayak Maniti Nemotiv Tiyuvta. Rav Ashi read our Mishnah very carefully. He made a diuk in it, and he brought a challenge. Here we go. Tanan. Ein mochrin landubin vayarod v'lo kol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim. Our Mishnah. Tam adit be nezek. The reason it's asur is because it's dangerous. Halait be nezek mochrin. If it's not dangerous, you could sell it. V'tam ari. And notice that they pick on a lion. Why? D'stam ari shavur eitzum alacha. In other words, they dafka pick the lion, which doesn't do work. So therefore, an chayagasa that doesn't do work is only prohibited if it's dangerous. But a chayagasa that does work is asur, even if it's not dangerous. Again, Rav Chanan Barava, meaning, again, we come to the point of saying, chayagasa is a blanket isur. There's a separate issue, which is, if you have a chayagasa or not, that is dangerous, that's asur, and if it's a kind that if it's a sort that is not dangerous but doesn't do malacha, then it's okay. Okay, tiyuvta. Now, chayagasa miyat my malacha avda. But now let's ask the basic question. What kind of malacha does a chayagasa do? I understand behemagasa does plowing and milling, etc. Mar Yehuda, Devei Mar Yachani, this is some rancher, Tachani Berechayim Bu Arodi, that they would use an arod, a mule, a burro, to run the mill. And so we see that a chayagasa, a mule, after all, or a burro, and any donkey of any sort is a chayah. A burro is a chayah because it's a wild donkey. I take it back. A regular donkey is a behemah, but an arod is a chayah. And they would use it for this malacha. Okay, I'm Rav Zera. Okay, Avinan be Rav Yehuda. So Rav Zera tells a story. Remember, Rav Zera was a student of Rav Yehuda and later made Aliyah. Remember the story at the end of Masechet Ketubot. So Rav Zera says, when I was in Rav Yehuda's yeshiva in Pumadita, Amarlan, he taught us, Gmiru Minai Hamilta, learn this from me, to me Gavra Rabba Shmieli. I heard it from a Gavra Rabba. But remember, in Rav Yehuda's life, there were two Gvarim Gdolim, which are Rav and Shmuel. So, Veloya Dana imi Ravi Mishmuel. Rav Zera says, I don't know if he meant Rav or Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, we assume, no. Chayagasari kibema dakala fichus, that for the Gabe Shchita, a chayagasa is dealt with like a behema daka, so if when you kill it, it moves its arm out but not back, then it's a trefa. I'm not sure which chayagasa we're talking about as far as Shchita goes, which we're going to eat, but in any case, kiatai le kurkinya, I came to kurkunya, ashkachte the Ravchia bar Ashi, V'yati v'kama mishmei to Shmuel. I heard him quoting Shmuel saying that. Amina, so I said to myself, Shmamina mishmei to Shmuel. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda heard it from Shmuel, and that was the Gavra Rabba he meant. Ka'atoi l'surah, I came to Surah, Rav's town. Ashkachta l'rabba bar yumi, adyati v'kama l'ay mishmei to Rav. He said the same halacha in the name of Rav. Chayaga sarei kibay madaka l'firchus. Amina shmamina, itmar mishmei to Rav, itmar mishmei to Shmuel. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda heard it from both Rav and Shmuel, and therefore he just said Gavra Rabba because he said, I heard it from a Gavra Rabba, I heard it from two Gavra Rabbas. Kislikat Lahatam, but when I went up there and made Aliyah, Ashkachta the Rav Asi, I found Rav Asi, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, to Yativa Kamar, and he quoted and said, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Mishmei de Rav, he quoted Rav Chama Bar Gurya quoting Rav, Chayagasari Kafir Mehmed Akal of Yichus. So Amri Leva, lo Saval Amar, the man Mara Deshmaita, Rabba Bar Yirmiyah. Don't you think Rabba Bar Yirmiyah is the one who quoted Rav and not Racham Ram Gurya? Amalei Patya Uchma, that's what they call him, Zera. Minoyu Minach Tislai Mishmaita, between you and me, we'll get the Shmua out. Meaning, you're correcting me, and that's good, and we'll get it out correctly. In Marnam Rav Zera, Amarav Rasi, Amarabba Bar Yirmiyah, Amarav Cham Bar Gurya, Amarav. So now the tradition gets fixed. Rav Zera quotes Rav Asi, who accepted the correction. Quoting Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, that's the correction. Quoting Rabba Racham Bar Gurya, which is Rav Asi had in there, so he said, you and me together will make the Masorah work. Quoting Rav, Chayagasa Rekubay Mada Kalafirchus. It's a far more interesting sugi as far as the issues of correcting a tradition than for the halach itself, which gets repeated here five times. Okay, we said Ein Bonin, which is the problem of building a basilica. There's three things that are called basilica. Shemachayu de kochavim, the palaces. Vishal merchatzaot, the bathhouses. Vishal atzorot, the storehouses. So Amarava, shtayim lehetav achad leisur. Rava said, two of them are mutar to build, one of them is asur, and which is the one that's mutar? Sima is asur, siman asur malchehem bezikim. Literally, to chain up their kings, but the idea is asur, prohibit the kings, meaning the only one that's asur is the palace. V'ika d'amre, and the reason evidently was because they would build this build tall tower, and then when the king would judge somebody, they'd throw the person off. And so it was about violence. V'ika d'amre, amarava kulam laheter. The other version is that Rava said all three of them are mutar. The Mishnah says basilica is asur. And if we say there's three kinds of basilica and each one of them is mutar, where's the isur? So read not that there's four in the Mishnah, there's three. A basilica of Gardom, or of the stadium, or of the big platform, those are what are asur, but a basilica itself is fine. Tana Rabbanan, Shinit Pas Rabbi Eliezer Leminut. There was a point that Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was taken by the Roman authorities and accused, not of himself being a sectarian, but somehow accused by the sectarians or accused of doing sorts of weird behavior and was fighting for his life. Halahu le Gardom Lidon. They took him up to the Gardom, to the high thing that works as a gallows, for judgment. That's why this is here. Amarlo toegmon. So the Roman governor said to him, Zaken shekmot chaya sok bidvarim betelim halalo, you're involved in this nonsense. Amarlo ne'eman alai hadayan. He said, the dayan is trustworthy to me. Kesavur otoegmon alavu omer. The egmon thought that he meant him, that he was flattering him and saying, I trust you. What he really meant was, God knows that I'm not involved in any sort of nonsense. By the way, parenthetically, why was Rabbi Lezer accused of this? Because Rabbi Lezer, as we recall, was thrown into Cherem. He had many hanagot that were not the same as his friends, and they all stayed away from him after the Cherem. So, after the Nidui. So it seemed like he was behaving in a strange way. Amar lo ho'il ve'manti alacha dimos paturata. Dimos, a citizen. So he said, since you trust me, I'm exempting you. So what happened? Well, Ezra got home free. The students came to comfort him for the accusation. So this is evidently before the Nidui. He didn't accept it. Amarlo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi, Tarsheni lamar davar achad mimashal limatanu. Let me please repeat something that you taught us. Amarlo Amor. Amarlo Rabbi, Shema minut baliyadcha vihina acha. In other words, he felt that Rabbi Eliezer was worried, why did this happen to me? What did I do? That's where Rabbi Akiva said, maybe some words of minut came to you, you enjoyed them, and that's why you were caught. In other words, that's why you were accused of minut. Now, minut here means Christianity. Amarlo Akiva, he's Kartani, you reminded me, Pam achat, hayiti mahalech b'shuka elyon shel Tzipori. One time I was up in Tzipori. Well, let's remember his town was Lod, but at one time I was up in Zippor, and I was up in the upper Shuk. Matzati Achad of Yaakov Ishkvar Sachna Shmo. A fellow named Yaakov from Sachna. We know where Sachna is. Amarli Katubatarat Chem Lotavit et Nanzona, etc. You're not allowed to bring the gift that's given to a Zona as a Korban. Maula Sotemenu Betakise Lechoin Godol. Can you use the Nanzona? Can use that gift not for a Korban, but can use it for Betakavite, for a really, demeaning thing. It was a bathroom for the coin godel. He was chuppy. He was provoking him. V'lomarti lo klum. I didn't have an answer for him. I didn't want to talk to him. Amarli kachlim dani. Now, what's censored here is kachlim dani Yeshu on notzri. This fellow said this is what Yeshu taught. Yet nanzona kivtza v'yadit nanzona yashuvu. You got it from a nanzona, you put it back. Meaning, it came from a disgusting place. Let it go back to a disgusting place. Meaning that it's mutar. V'hinani adavar, and I enjoyed the vort. Ayidezen, it passed to the minut. So he enjoyed something that he heard quoted in the name of Jesus, and that's why he got accused of this. V'avarti amash katuba Torah, chek me'alei adarkecha, and I violated the pasuk in Mishlei that says, keep her ways being the seductress, who in Mishlei, in the first few parakim, through about tet, is the married woman whose husband is out of town, and she deduces the young man, and that's understood to be foreign culture, foreign influence. Keep her ways away from you. What's the drasha? Zu minut. V'alti krava petach mitah. Don't come close to her house. Zu arishut. That's the government. V'ikadam, the Roman government. V'ikadam harchek me'alad darkecha. Zu minut v'harishut. That's both of them. V'alti krava petach mitah. Don't come to her house. Zu zona. Okay. V'chama. How far do you have to stay away from a zona? Mavchista arba amot. You have to stay arba amot away. V'rabbanan. What do they do? Haimet nan zona my darshibe. What do they do with that pasuk? Meaning, that was the drasha that they got from Jesus. What do we do with that pasuk? Doesn't mean that the proceeds come from a bad place, put them to a bad place, but rather that a zonah who starts out by selling her body will end up actually buying to have sex. She'll be so addicted to it. In other words, that you're going to get an etnan, and then ultimately you're not going to get one, and it'll be the opposite. Well, please get Rabbi Pedat. This statement of having to stay arba mot away is as opposed to Rabbi Pedat. Rabbi Pedat, lo asra Torah ela krevash al gilu rayot bilvad. When it comes to gilu rayot, the prohibition of the Torah itself is really the act. Shemar ish ish al kol b'sher b'saro lo tikrevu legalot terva. What's tikrevu legalot terva? Meaning actually having relations. And as an example of that, Ula kevi atim be'rav, when Ula would come from the yeshiva to back home, he would kiss his sister, on their hands, or perhaps embrace them. But either way, he didn't feel he had to keep that kind of distance. Ula's behavior was at odds with his own teaching. Damar Ula, kreva ba'alma asur. Any sort of, coming close to an erva is asur. Like we tell a nazir, walk around the vineyard. So don't come close. That's not really at odds with himself, because as the Gemara in Brachot develops, is that if you really don't feel any sort of sexual attraction, maybe a different story, that's a sugya in the third parak of Brachot. In any case, we now pick up and go back to the issue of the Rishut and the and Minut to a pasuk late in Mishle, which uses a strange phrase, the whole pasuk strange, the alukashte vanot hav. What does that mean? My hav means give, give. Amar ukva kol shtei banot. The voice of two girls. Shetzoakot migehinom. They're crying out from Gehinom. Vomrot ba'olam hazeh havei havei. In this world, they said, bring, bring. Bring stuff. And now in Gehinom, they're saying hav. Umaninu, who are these two girls? They represent minut varishut. In other words, they're both things, they're ones that are always asking to seduce either people to come to them or to pay money to them. It's the voice of Ganem itself that's saying, give me those two girls that in this world are always asking for more stuff, which is how minut varishut. Now, called by ha lo yeshuvun, all those who come to her do not return, for the asigu orchot chayim will not live. Meaning, if they don't return, how could they ever get it? I mean, if they don't return to life, how can they ever get it? What does it mean? Meaning, if they do tshuva, they won't live. Meaning that if somebody's a sinner, the minute they do tshuva, they die. The minute that somebody leaves being a min and they do tshuva, they die right away. There was a woman who came to Rav Chista. She told him, the lightest of the sins that I did was to have sex with my older son and create my younger son. And the assumption is she must have also done idolatry, etc. Alav chista, tarchula bizavdata. Go get her shrouds ready. Meaning she's doing tshuva now, she's going to die right away. Volometa, she didn't die. Midikamra kalash bakalot asta, from the fact that she said the lightest thing I did was this terrible thing. Chaldeminut nami haviva, she must have had minut also. The answer is Ahuda lo hadra bashapir. She didn't really do full tshuva, and since she didn't do tshuva, shumachi lo meita. She didn't die yet. She has to do full tshuva. Ika da amri. Some people say miminut in me'aver lo. It's only true if you do tshuva from minut, but not from aver, meaning of sex. Ahida atori kameder Rav Chista. There was a story. Ramalei Rav Chista zvidu lazvata. Again, the same story, but in this case meita. which means midikamra kalash bakalot mechlal deminut nami haviba, that she also had minut, and that's why she died. Because even though she was doing tshuva from all of her sexual deviancy, she was also doing tshuva from minut, and that's why she died. This is an alternate version of the story. Umeaveralo, is that really not the case that if somebody does tshuva from sexual sins, that the minute they do complete tshuva, they don't die? Vatanya, very famous story. Umelav al Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia. That's his name. Shaliniach zona achat palam shalo baaleha. He had sex with every prostitute in the world. Heard about a girl off in the islands, and that she would take a whole pouch of dinarim for having relations with her. He crossed seven rivers to get to her. A big journey. Evidently, this means during foreplay, or perhaps heficha. She had wind. Amra, and she said, Kashem Sheficha Picha Zu Einach Ozer L'Mekomah, just like this wind can never come back to its place, Kach Elazar Ben Durdia Ein Mekablina Tovi Tshuva. Similarly, you will never be able to tshuva. What happened? He left. Halach V'yashav in Shnei Harim U'Gvaot, he went between two mountains. Harim U'Gvaot Pakshu Alai Rachamim. Please, mountains, requested to God to have compassion on me. Amrulo, Ad Shalom Vakshim Alecha, Nuvakei Shalatzmenu. They said, we need our own Rachamim. God promises the mountains will all crumble, but my love for Bnei Yisrael will not. So the mountains need a little help. We look to the heavens and the earth. It said, you ask compassion for me. We also have problems. The heavens are going to go up in smoke, and the earth is going to wear out like a garment. Sun and moon ask rachamim for me. Again, we need help. The moon will be embarrassed and the sun will be shamed because Hashem is the king. We need rachamim, so we don't go out. He asked the stars and the constellations. An eschatological vision that all the heavens will be lost. So he realized, I have to pray for myself. Hineach Rosho ben Berkabi put his head between his knees. He wept until he died. Came out. He has his place in Olam Haba. And here you see somebody who was not involved in minut, just in sexual sins, and he did proper tshuva when he died. The answer is Hatamnami came in the Avik Batuva Kaminutamya. So the answer to our particular question is that since he was so obsessed with sex, it was really like minut. Some people will gain Olam Haba by working for years, and some people can gain it in 1 hour. Not only are Balei Tshuva accepted when they do the Tshuva, but they get the title Rebbe. He's known as Rebbe Elazar ben Durdia, even though he wasn't a scholar, and even though he was involved in this terrible life, but his Tshuva was so powerful that it turned everything around just before he died. We'll pause here, and we have the fascinating story of Rebbe Chanin ben Tradyon, and Rebbe Elazar ben Parta coming up in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.